Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Good morning across the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide in the Civic Media app. I'm Todd Albaugh. It is Tuesday, May 9th, 2023. Glad to have you along for hour number two of the show, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers. Mr. Zommers, glad to have you along with us as always. Looking forward to having Chad Holmes from the Chad Holmes Show coming up here in a few minutes.
Yeah, I'm sure he has some good insights on this whole Wausau teacher situation, although from what it looks like from the outside, it seems pretty clear what the right thing to do is.
And that's why I want to have Chad on the show, because I always believe that local is better. That's one of the missions of Civic Media, to go as local as we can. So our show plays out on WXCO, Bull Falls Radio, and glad to have the entire Wausau community along with us every day. But always better to have someone who actually lives in the community, like Chad Holmes, who has the Chad Holmes Show every afternoon from 2 until 4 on Bull Falls Radio. He is there, one of the most in-touch people that I know of in the Wausau community, covers a cadre of events, not just for the community, but a lot of school district events as well, sports, local sports up there, knows the community well. So that's why we're going to talk to Chad Holmes coming up at after the 8:15 break to get his take on a local level of this teacher who has, we have to use the word accused, but he hasn't renounced it, saying these homophobic and racially insensitive slurs. And in the article today by the Green Bay Press Gazette and picked up by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, it just continues on these allegations. Former students, one coming all the way from Chicago, she is now the music director at Second City in Chicago, drove 300 miles to be at the Wausau School Board meeting last night to tell her story.
If that doesn't say something, I don't know what does.
Yeah. I mean, of what the same type of behavior that she witnessed, how she had to overcome it. Two other Latino students who happen to be Mexican-American history or of heritage came forward alleging racial slurs against them. I mean, it just doesn't stop. And yet the Wausau School Board renewed this guy's contract last night. We'll talk to Chad Holmes about that coming up at 9:15. In hour number three at 10:30, we'll also have another great program host here on Civic Media, Luke Mathers, co-host of Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, every afternoon across the Civic Media Network at 2 o'clock, with the exception of WXCO or Wausau, where Chad Holmes plays out. Luke and Brian take care of the rest of the network at 2 o'clock from 2 to 3 every afternoon. Luke will be in, talk a little bit about the Bucks, Coach Bud being let go. Haven't talked to him since that happened. We'll get his reaction. The Brewers got a nice win last night over the Los Angeles Dodgers, 9-3. And also just kind of what's on Luke's mind. He went to a great concert last night, over the weekend, Blink 182. He is still recovering. Not so much that he was, you know, drinking or anything, just the energy that he put into the concert, because he waited like 3 years to go see him.
Yeah, they don't play too often anymore. Yeah, at least in the area.
In a blink of an eye, it's all over. So he was there. So we'll get his music take and his experience as well. Looking forward to all of that. First, here's a look at the weather and the news headlines, what you need to know on this Tuesday, May 9th, 2023, at 9 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock. Weather-wise for you around the state of Wisconsin, let's start this time up in Amory, Wisconsin. Mostly cloudy, then a slight chance of a thunderstorm this afternoon, a high of 69 degrees today in Amory. For tonight, a chance of a thunderstorm, a low of 54. Wednesday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of a storm, a high of 76 tomorrow over in Amory, Wisconsin. Let's check out WXCO, Wausau, Wisconsin, the middle part of the state. Going to be a partly sunny day today, high of 71 degrees. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 50. Mostly sunny, a high of 76 degrees. Up in Wausau. Seems like it is the place to be here for the next few days. Down in southwest Wisconsin, WRCE news from the center in Richland Center, partly sunny, a high of 74. That'll make the mushrooms grow. Partly cloudy, a high of, making a low of 49 tonight. And tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high of 77 degrees in Richland Center. News headlines for you from around the country and around the world. Debt limit. President Joe Biden set to meet with the House Speaker, Kevin McCarthy, and congressional leadership today. aimed at amid a stalemate to raise the debt ceiling. The White House has said it will not negotiate on the matter, and it remains to be seen whether the parties involved will agree to establish a process for earnest negotiations before the U.S. potentially defaults on its obligations as soon as June 1st. Texas Now authorities have released heartbreaking details about some of the victims killed in the Texas Outlet Mall shooting over the weekend. Two families lost multiple loved ones in the massacre, including a six-year-old boy who lost his parents and his only brother. Two sisters in elementary school were also killed in the shooting, and their mother remains hospitalized in critical condition. Eight people were shot dead and at least seven others wounded before the gunman was killed by a police officer who was already at the site on an unrelated call. A candlelight vigil is planned today in Brownsville, Texas, in honor of the eight victims killed when a vehicle plowed into a group of people at a bus stop outside a migrant shelter over the weekend. While the victims have not yet been publicly identified, authorities say several immigrants, were among those killed when an SUV hit the group on Sunday. Seven others remained hospitalized with various injuries, according to officials. Ukraine, the U.S. is set to announce a $1.2 billion aid package to Ukraine as early as today, according to an official familiar with the package. The additional aid will include drones, artillery ammunition, and air defense missiles as Ukraine prepares for its counteroffensive against the Russian forces. We'll come back, talk Wausau, racism, homophobia, and what's happening in Wausau with Chad Holmes. Stay with us. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Show it is now 9:15 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along on a Monday, Tuesday, May 9th, 2023. Chad Holmes, host of the Chad Holmes Show on the Civic Media Radio Network in Bull Falls Radio every afternoon from 2 until 4. If you don't live in Wausau, unfortunate you, but fortunately you can listen to Chad. Even though you're not there, just download the Civic Media app. Go to your app store on your phone. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, like civics class. Download that app. It's free. Takes less than a minute. Go over to other stations. Click on other stations. Scroll down to Bull Falls Radio. Actually, a little icon, a little emoji, a little picture of a bull. It's not hard to miss. Click on Bull Falls Radio and download that. And you can listen to Chad every afternoon, 2 to 4. On Bull Falls Radio on the Civic Media app. Chad, thanks for coming on. A late notice. I just hit you up this morning when I saw this story. The Green Bay Press Gazette reporter, Natalie Ebert, writing this for the Green Bay Press Gazette, reprinted in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, having to do with this issue on the Wausau East band teacher who allegedly, although he has not denied it, and the school district has seemed to confirm it, used racial and homophobic slurs. You've been all over this story since day one, Chad. Congratulations, and thank you for staying on top of this, because it's an important issue, not just for Wausau, but for the state of Wisconsin. This band teacher who allegedly used these slurs against a student of Asian descent and openly gay, and not only was the teacher allowed to come back to the classroom after an investigation, but last night, Chad, apparently has been extended on their contract.
A lot there. Last night, there was a school board meeting. 30-plus folks came to speak to say, this is not acceptable. And they had on the agenda, not just this teacher, but all the teachers' contract renewals. And it comes across in a way that says, well, we've made a decision and we're just going to plow right through. Mm-hmm. And I think we've seen this kind of process go with the consolidation plan that was passed earlier this year as well. It's like, well, you know, there are folks that are not on board, but we're going to do it. We're just going to plow forward. Hopefully people will quiet down. Hopefully people will just understand we're going to keep on doing what we're doing. And then ultimately we'll get past it. in this case, I don't think it's going to happen that way because, number one, again, it just seems like such a happy coincidence that, well, there's really nothing we can do right here. We can't change the timeline. We can't change whether or not this contract goes out to this one person because we have all these other people that have to get their contracts as well. And also the fact that we just are not hearing from Dr. Hiltz, who is the superintendent of schools, and basically continues to say, well, we're going to let the decision that we released a couple of weeks ago, the report, stand on its own. Except he did say last night to some reporter, I saw quoted that, well, yeah, there were 30 plus people there, but he didn't say that, but there were a couple of people that wanted to come and speak on behalf of the teacher, but they couldn't make it. Well, too bad. If you can't make it, it doesn't count. The whole point of it is it just feels as though they are just going to keep plowing forward until something strong enough stops them. And I think right now the response from so many people in the community, not just the Asian American community, but the community at large is saying, no, this is not right. What we know, what we saw in that report that has not been contradicted, if you take that report and you just read the report itself, the instances of racial and sexist and just disturbing instances that cause, in the words of the report, unease.
Right.
And I've said this a number of times on my program. It's one thing if it causes you or me as adults unease. But if you're in a situation as a leader in a classroom, a teacher, and it's causing students unease, that word has a lot of connotation to it.
Yeah.
But you read that, then you say, okay, what are we going to do here? You got, I think, the most lenient, and then you have the most punitive on one end or the other. On one end, I think the most punitive is you fire the teacher. Mm. On the other end, in my mind, is you suspend him, you send him to counseling to learn to be better. But the one thing is the most lenient is, nah, there's no problem here. You're coming back to school.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing that kind of blows the mind that, you know, we did this. We found there were a number of instances where there was a major problem. And yet, in the end, we're sending you back into the classroom. And at the same time, you got this student who is now basically unable to go into the classroom.
Yeah.
I mean, right. So it's, you know, who is the victim here? It's not the teacher. And I got to make one point as well.
Please.
We're talking about this. And here in this community, and as you well know, and as everybody else well knows, there's a conservative radio station. Mm-hmm. And the host of their morning show put out an editorial yesterday. And her name is Meg Ellison. She's a former Tea Party leader. And WSIU decided, well, this is the person we want to be leading our morning show. And she puts out this editorial that, number one, starts off by blaming the media, which is, you know, always the first thing that they like to do.
Sure.
And talks about these unfounded accusations and that, you know, everybody on the left is off to, you know, basically railroad this teacher. Number one, I do not disregard the students that have come out in support of this teacher because they were in a, they had an experience that was positive. Mm-hmm. The idea that because somebody had a positive impact on X, Y, and Z, but had an inappropriate contact in terms of what they said and did with student A, they all are true. I have no doubt that the students had a good, positive interaction. Mm-hmm. But that does not excuse what happened with the student that had to face the sexist and the racist comments. So, again, the idea that people within this community that listen to that take the side of the racist every time. And that's annoying to me. And I know that's a little bit strong, but at the same time, when I read that, it's like, yep, when the chips are down, who are you going to stand up with? You're going to stand up with the racist.
And it's more than annoying. It's sick, quite frankly.
It is. It drove me nuts.
And we've talked about this on our show when this first broke, Chad. And look, you know, there by the grace of God go I. I mean, I'm 53 And I talked about, you know, growing up in the late 70s or early 80s, whether it was the Tonight Show and you had Liberace and Don Rickles and Sammy Davis Jr. on, or it was All in the Family with Archie Bunker. Look, there were what would be considered in today, 2023, racist and racial jokes. And you know, I laughed at them watching All in the Family or some of those shows. But again, times have changed. We grow as people. And I think that I don't know how old this band teacher is. Maybe he watched a lot of All in the Family growing up. I don't know. But if you can't understand as an educator that times have changed, you got a problem. And also, look, again, but there by the grace of God go I. If this wasn't a one-off where someone made a slip and then said, you know what, I was totally insensitive. I apologize. I should have never. That's one thing. But Chad, it appears to be this guy has a history of this kind of stuff. And I'm going to, so those of you who aren't familiar, this student is of Asian American descent and is openly gay. And this teacher allegedly, although they haven't denied it, the school district seems to confirm it, used a racial slur, an Asian racial slur. I'm not going to say it, but he did on to this kid. He also suggested in front of other students that while all the guys going to prom should get their tuxedos, oh, except you, maybe you need a dress. I mean, that kind of crap. This isn't what, so according to the article in the Green Bay Press Gazette and in the Milwaukee Journal today, this one student who drove, former student, who drove 300 miles from Chicago, who's now the music director at Second City, said when she came out as bisexual, allegedly the band director invited her into his office to watch YouTube videos of some chick like in a tight suit having a sexual type of dance with an instrument, sexually harassing her that way. And then there were Mexican students in the guy's classroom, Mexican-American students, who started calling them Mexican, Cheech, Pedro, Mexican 1, Mexican 2, instead of their actual name. I mean, it doesn't seem to stop, Chad. This guy doesn't just have a one-off problem. He seems to have a major problem. And for the Wausau School District to ignore this crap and keep somebody like this, it gives every other teacher, great teacher in the Wausau School District, a bad name.
Well, then you hit it on the head. Number one, the behavior in itself is just disgusting.
Yeah.
You know, even if you were to say half of it wasn't true, but it's added up. I mean, frankly, I was not as strong in this story until a week ago when the Herald came out with the list, because I heard at the school board meeting these students, and I was, you know, more than willing to listen to that and to say, hey, maybe there's something here that I don't know about. But boy, when this came out, this list, this litany, it was just, you know, it blew me away. And then it takes it to the next step. The school district to make the decision that they did, that this does not rise to discrimination, that this does not rise right to
harassment,
any kind of penalty, is just mind-boggling. It really is, because when you look at it, the evidence is that we have, and also, again, the communication aspect. If they truly believe this was the right way to go, get in front of it, come over here, talk to me, talk to Deb over at SAU. Right. I don't care, but talk to somebody and explain to the public why they felt like this was the right way to go. Don't just say, well, we're going to stand on the report.
Right.
That's not enough, because there are a lot of people who feel like that report says another decision should have been made. So, again, I think that we are seeing, like we did with the consolidation plan, again, a situation where the communication aspect with the district has fallen well, well short.
And this has been an ongoing narrative, Chad, in not just national politics, but in state and now local politics, where local elected officials don't want to talk to the press. They don't want to talk to their own voters. They do this stuff in secret. They basically set it up so that legally they couldn't consider not renewing this guy's contract because they didn't denotice it properly. So that, and that's legally true, right? But they did that, I believe, intentionally. So
that's the point. They play the calendars like they're trying to run out the clock, in a sense. Well, there's nothing we can do about it.
Right. I mean, maybe people at the Wausau School Board should take a page out of the mayor's book. When something happened, you know, when those anti-Semitic flyers came on my show, came on your show, the mayor's out there and she gets it. She talks to the press. She talks to the public. You know, it's, maybe it's time for the Wausau School Board to take a page out of the mayor's book.
Absolutely. I mean, again, the idea of the superintendent to just, you know, not explain. Again, I think all of us here in this community are more than willing to listen. Tell me why.
Right.
Tell me why you feel like that was the best way to go about it. Because there are so many people right now that don't understand this. They don't understand how somebody can have this listing of inappropriate contacts and not have anything occur.
20 seconds left, Chad. I don't believe this is reflective of the Wausau community. You live there, yes or no?
Well, I mean, a community is a wide range. I mean, you got Meg Ellison and her large audience, so there are apparently some people that feel like that's okay. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not going to say we're a wonderful place. We are. We got a lot of wonderful places. Right. But again, highest rated radio station, listen to that garbage.
That's why you need to listen to Chad Holmes this afternoon from 2 until 4. He'll set you straight. Chad, thank you so much. We appreciate you. Have a great day. Chad Holmes back with more after this on the Todd Allball Show. Show. It is now 9:33 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Along with Mr. Aaron Zimmer as our producer and engineer, I want to thank Chad Holmes of the Chad Holmes Show for coming on our show today. Great to have him along with us. Great local insight. You can listen to Chad Holmes every afternoon from 2 until 4 on Bull Falls Radio, WXCO in Wausau. Also, download the Civic Media app. Go to your local, go to your app store on your phone. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. Download that. Takes less than a minute. It is free. No charge at all. Then go to other stations. Click on that. Scroll down WXCO Bull Falls Radio. And you can listen to Chad every afternoon 2 until 4. Great program. Always has local insight. Great local guests. Has his pulse on what's happening around central Wisconsin. Chad Holmes Show 2 to 4 on Civic Media's radio network on WXCO. Want your opinion? Give us a call. This article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel today via the Green Bay Press Gazette. Reporter Natalie Ebert talking about the Wausau School Board meeting last night in which a teacher who stands accused and hasn't denied it, neither has the district. In fact, the district confirmed he said it. Racial and homophobic remarks. Not only was he not fired, his contract was extended. We'd love to hear from people in Wausau today. Or anybody, for that matter.
It's the same thing they're doing with the Richmond Center campus. Just like you and Chad said, they're running out the clock. They just announce it at just as late as they legally can.
Right.
And then you just can't do anything.
What do you think? Should this teacher be fired, let alone reinstated? 715-388-7155. Again, area code 715. 388-7155. Tell us your thoughts this morning, particularly people in Wausau listening on Bull Falls Radio, but we'd like to hear from anyone this morning that wants to weigh in. 715-388-7155. Again, area code 715-388-7155. Going to go through a little bit more details on this article. Because I really want you to understand, I want this fleshed out so you completely understand the situation in Wausau. This band teacher names him in the article, Robert Perkins, at Wausau East High School, was accused of using a racial slur for Asian Americans against a student multiple times in the classroom. Also witnessed by other students, he told this openly gay Asian student at Wausau East in front of other students talking about the prom coming up. Said, well, guys, make sure you get your tuxes except you, so-and-so. Maybe you should get a dress. Imagine how you feel if you're that kid. And again, this isn't some sort of one-off. This isn't a one-time, oops, I tried to make a joke. I should have thought better. It's not funny. Let me apologize. It won't happen again. We're all human. We could all slip up from time to time. The important thing is we grow and get better as we move forward. This guy doesn't even seem to want to do that. Not only is he not apologetic for his comments, he claims that he does it to put students at ease. His and the school district's words, not mine. At ease. Says he's using humor to do this in the Wausau School District. And we talked about this a week or two ago. There was a time in this country, late 70s and early 80s, that sort of humor was considered funny. Again, you have Liberace and Sammy Davis Jr. For those of you who don't know, he was a black musician. Liberace was, I don't want to say openly gay at the time, but pretty much assumed gay or bisexual. And then you'd have like Frank Sinatra and Don Rickles. Don Rickles, just a relentless comedian, made fun of everybody. And there'd be all kinds of racially, what we would call in 2023, racially insensitive jokes and slurs going on the couch on the Tonight Show. And it got big laughs and big ratings. Growing up as a kid, I laughed at that stuff. It was of the era. But we are in 2023. If we haven't grown as a society, if we haven't grown as people, especially an educator, right? I mean, if this was some Joe Schmo working a construction job or whatever, that'd be bad. That'd be one thing. This is someone who is put in charge of educating our children. Someone who has gone through training, both in school to be a teacher and ongoing training as a teacher. I mean, I can't speak directly, but every district that I know, school district, does continuing education in sensitivity of diversity with their educators, with their teachers. But this guy, apparently, Robert Perkins, just seems to not care. Doesn't think it's pertinent to him. So this incident is not a one-off. It's not a one-time thing. According to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel story via the Green Bay Press Gazette, there was an hour and a half of testimony last night at the Wausau School Board meeting. The board approved contracts of a lengthy list of teachers for next school year with Perkins, the band teacher, on the list. When Wausau School Board member Pam McGee questioned whether the board should consider one person, quote-unquote, given all that it had heard Monday night, Tabitha Gundrum, director of human services, told him, quote, statutorily, we cannot, because there was no preliminary notice of non-renewal from a timing standpoint, unquote. Gundrum said the board only had until the end of the week to meet the statutory deadline for contract renewals. So it appears, and again, if this isn't true, we'd love to have somebody from the Wausau School Board go on either Chad's show in Wausau at WXCO or come on our show, give you all the airtime you want to talk about this, to explain it. But it appears, what from an outside standpoint, what it appears likely happened is they planned it this way. They set this meeting up or had that waited till this meeting, which is right near the end of the deadline, didn't notice that there would be a non-renewal option. And because it wasn't noticed, they legally couldn't take it up. And legally, statutorily, they have to have this done by the end of this week. So whoever the school district attorney is for Wausau, congratulations. You're doing the job for the money you're getting. Smart legal person there.
I hope you feel good about yourself.
Yeah. Article continues, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel today. Notably, the public speakers last night and at least one other board member were not aware that the renewal of Perkins' contract for next year was essentially set, and that the administration apparently had taken no steps in advance to address that. Further, Gundrum is the administrative official who led the district's investigation into Perkins' conduct and determined that while it was, quote, insensitive and unprofessional, unquote, it did not rise to the level of harassment and discrimination. I'd like to have this Gundrum's contract reviewed. This is, Gundrum is the human resource person for the Wausau School District. Tabitha Gundrum, Director of Human Resources. I would like to know what human resources program she went through at what university. And in what world is using a racial slur of a person's Asian American heritage? In what world is using homophobic comments? In what world is calling a kid two brothers and sisters, quote, Mexican one and Mexican two? In what world is that not a level of harassment and discrimination? I'd just like to know that.
Especially when repeatedly those students did speak out. Because as I recall reading in here, the sister, it made them both uncomfortable because, yes, as she said, my brother has a name.
Right. It's something, again, it's not a one-off. And not that a one-off comment should just be ignored. But again, we're all human. We can all make mistakes. And if someone comes forward and says, you know what, I just didn't appreciate that, please don't do that again. As a teacher, you would think, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I didn't think about it. I was insensitive. It won't happen again. That would be a normal response for an educator, a teacher. But instead, what we have is the human resources person for the Wausau School District saying that those kind of comments, while insensitive and unprofessional, did not rise to the level of harassment and discrimination. No one, according to the article, spoke in favor of Perkins last night, with the exception of two students, only one of whom offered unqualified support. The other requested the school release its full investigation to the public in order to better understand the situation because, quote, harassment by teachers has always been a thing, unquote. I find that interesting, that a student in Wausau would say, quote, harassment by teachers has always been a thing, unquote. Now, let me also just stop for a second here. I've said this before. I come from a long line of educators and teachers. My parents, my grandmother, my sister, my brother-in-law, all educators. I am a huge supporter of public education and educators. But it doesn't matter whether it's education, whether it's broadcasters, politicians, realtors, doctors, lawyers, construction workers, bakers, every profession. You always got a bad apple or two in the bunch. Just the way it is. And somebody has to call out these bad apples. Back to the article, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel via the Green Bay Press Gazette today. The parents of the Asian American kid who was harassed filed an official complaint of harassment and discrimination with the district against Perkins on April 5th. The family is of Hmong and Lao descent. Their son is a senior at the high school and openly gay. They said Perkins directed racial and homophobic slurs at the son, who has been so traumatized by the experience that he is not attending class. Think about that. That because nothing was done, what do we say? If you see something, say something. If someone's harassing you, come forward. We'll provide you with a safety net and support. So this kid did. And what he has been met with is to make people and make him feel like he's the bad person. Can you imagine this kid having to go through the halls of Wausau East High School and see this band teacher? And the intimidation factor? No wonder the poor kid can't come to school. Superintendent Keith Hiltz put the teacher Perkins on leave on April 10th. 2 weeks later, he released a statement to the family and Perkins that Gundrum found the teacher, that Gundrum is the human resource director, found the teacher's behavior caused unease among students, and his comments were racially and sexist in nature. Nevertheless, Hills dismissed the complaint and returned Perkins to the classroom. Again, they found that the comments were, in fact, quote, racial and sexist in nature. but yet chose to put the teacher back in the classroom. The decision outraged the kid's family and the larger Asian community, and as Chad pointed out, the entire Wausau community. A petition listing a series of demands of the school district began with Perkins's termination. It garnered more than 3,000 signatures as of last night. During the 1.5 hours of public testimony, Catherine Plyer drove 300 miles from Chicago in support of the kid. Plyer is a 2016 graduate of Wausau East. She is queer, Chinese American, who said that her experience at Wausau East helped her prepare to become the music director at the famous comedy venue Second City in Chicago, but had to do nothing with his support. In fact, it was his harassment that toughened her up. We'll have more of the story on the other side. Stay with us. The Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 9:15, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer, trying to get along, want to get along, but some days are tougher than others. What are your thoughts on this issue on the Wausau School Board meeting from last night? Should this teacher, accused of multiple incidents of racial and sexual harassment, should they have been reinstated and extended their contract? Or should the guy be gone? 715-388-7155. Again, 715-388-7155. If I have been on the Wausau School Board, and I'm someone who's spent 2 terms on the Richland Center City Council, if I had been on the Wausau School Board, I could not have made the motion fast enough to fire this guy.
Yeah, me either.
Despite the fact that the human resource officer gave her report that this didn't rise to discrimination. I also probably couldn't have made the motion fast enough to get rid of her. It feels like the Wausau School District needs a house cleaning to me. It is spring. Time to do a little political house cleaning up there in Wausau.
And it doesn't even seem like they're trying to look good. Like, you'd think if they wanted to make it seem like they're doing the right thing, they could be like, yeah, he said some mean things, and like Chad Holmes said, have him take a class. Have the other teachers take a class and do it performatively, if nothing else. But they're not even trying.
I get that. And again, I think of it as an incident where, you know, someone said something atrocious like that. You have them take a class, and especially someone that's contrite, that says, you know what, I know I shouldn't have done that. You know, and the district says, we get it, but here, we're going to pay for you. Here's a class to take on racial sensitivity and learn something. And the person has to want to learn. But for someone who does this repeatedly, and we've got more to report here on this story, when you hear everything, I just don't know if a person like this is going to be able to get anything out of a class.
Yeah, for this individual, I definitely don't think so.
Reading this article in the Green Bay Press Gazette, reprinted by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel today, a 2016 graduate of Wausau East, Plyer, this student who drove 300 miles to be at the school board last night, we told you before the break, happens to be gay and a Chinese American, who said her experience at Wausau East helped prepare her to become a music director at the famous comedy venue Second City, but it had nothing to do with the band teacher Perkins' support. Quote, East helped me help set up my career in music. As an act of endurance to Perkins' bullying, his racism, homophobia, and his lack of musical support and musical competency, Plyer said. Now that's saying something. Because this individual clearly is talented. You don't get to be the music director of Second City in Chicago if you're not talented. This is a person with talent coming back home, driving 300 miles to say, not only is this guy a racist and a homophobe and a bully. He doesn't even know music. She described some of the racist jokes Perkins allegedly shared while she was a student. Quote, I'm now telling you this as someone who is doing music professionally in a huge city. As a director of Second City, I've heard much better jokes than I've heard at East, she said. Another speaker read a statement on behalf of a victim named Olivia, who alleged that Perkins, the band teacher, would call her brother, quote, Mexican, quote, Cheech, quote, Pedro, nicknames that made them both uncomfortable. She says, because my brother has a name. Perkins allegedly referred to her and her brother as Mexican 1 and Mexican 2. After Perkins learned Olivia was bisexual, Olivia wrote, quote, he invited her to his office to watch a YouTube video of a woman in a purple bodysuit dancing with a musical instrument. He told her how sexually attractive he found the woman in the video and asked if she agreed. Quote, when he found out I was bisexual, he took advantage of me by using me as an opportunity to sexualize me and other women, unquote. I mean, who does this? Again, one time is bad enough, but not one time when someone makes a mistake and then is apologetic and contrite, but continues to do this, and we have multiple students coming forward, one driving 300 miles to make the point. On a Monday night, by the way, from Chicago. Back to the story, some speakers questioned what could possibly qualify as harassment and discrimination if the kids' allegations did not, in the district's eyes. Tim Parker, president and CEO of the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin, called the district's public statement on their decision generic and unspecific, something that read more like a boilerplate response than one addressing the unique circumstances in this case. I couldn't agree more. It's just boilerplate legalese from the district's lawyer in Wausau. Jody Krieg, a teacher at Wausau East, presented a written statement co-signed by 65 other staff members of the school in support of the student. That's another red flag. When 65 of your colleagues don't support you, maybe you're the problem. How about that? Krieg, the teacher who presented these 65 names, other staff members, was accompanied by about 15 staff members last night who stood in unity with her while she read the statement. Among them was the student's mother and a longtime counselor at East High School. So, look, how ballsy is this teacher, this band teacher? Not only does he harass and give homophobic and racist remarks against this kid, but the kid's mother is his colleague, is a longtime guidance counselor at the same school, at East. He has to see this woman, the mother, in the teacher's lounge, and he doesn't apparently care.
The best case scenario here is that he is a person who just does not get it and thus should not be around children. And the worst case is obviously a lot worse than that.
This dude obviously has some problems here. Obviously has some problems. Continue on the story quickly here. Separate from Monday night school board meeting, others, school community, and Wausau at-large people have voiced their opinions. The mayor, Katie Rosenberg, issued a statement last week saying while she didn't know the particulars of the case, she knew the family. Quote, my heart goes out to the Wausau East student and their family who have been navigating this situation. Thank you, Mayor Katie Rosenberg. There's an elected official who gets it. Back with more in hour number three, including our friend Luke Mathers and his Tuesday Tangents with Luke. That coming up next. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.